Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Tez Zayin. We are holding, we already got, I think, 5 lines into the page on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, and also anonymously by Praz Halmidim of Yeshiva Sorbein Yisrael Kuchan, in honor of me receiving the Rabbi Arbisfeld Zichron Levracha chair tonight. Last chance to show our cards to the Yeshiva and Rebbeim by going to www.yu.edu/meetsgala2021 and reserving for tonight's important event. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we had left off with a stira between two Mishnayos, between the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid and the Mishnah in Meseches Midos, as far as where the Lishchas HaTloim was. What does any of this have to do with Meseches Yuma? Nothing really. This is not a Meseches Yuma topic, but since we were on the topic of asking stiras between the Mishnah Meseches Tamid and elsewhere, and showing that an entire Mesechta is assumed to be authored by a particular Tana. So we have a similar format in the discussion over here, where we have this stira as far as where the Lishkas Beis HaTzalayim is, and the way we're miyashiv the stira is going to be by demonstrating that the entire Masechta of Meseches Midos is authored by a particular Tana, and we're going to identify that Tana as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Gemara is going to have a couple of rayas that Meseches Midos is in fact authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. In the second of those rayas is going to be about Mishnayos that describe how the Kohen who Sarif es Hapara, who's standing on Har HaZeisim, has to have a line of sight through the entrance, or over the entrance, the eastern entrance of the Har HaBayis, in order to be able to see in order to have a clear line of sight into the Heichal. So we're going to discuss whether he's able to see through the doorway or over the door or over the wall, and that's going to determine who the Tana is that authored the Mishnayos in Meseches Midos. So that's what the majority of the daf is going to be about, is really going to give us an appreciation or an understanding of what much of the Beis HaMikdash, or the layout of the Beis HaMikdash, actually looked like. So it's definitely helpful if you happen to have some sort of, I don't know if art scroll has pictures, I would imagine that they have some sort of diagram, but we'll try to paint a picture with words as art scroll has a very nice picture in the back over there. So it's definitely helpful to have some sense of what the Beis HaMikdash looked like, and Be'ezras Hashem will once again soon look like. But that's essentially the entire daf. Just trying to show that the author of Meseches Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So to quickly chazer the question that we raised yesterday, we had said two-thirds of the way down the page on Tezavim Beis that there is a Mishnah in Meseches Tamid, in the third parak of Meseches Tamid, that tells us that the Mumuna would say to the Sagan Kohen Gadol, would say to the Kohanim who are bringing the Karmat Tamid Shel Shachar, go and bring a Tleh mi Lishchas Beis HaTzalayim, and the Lishchas Beis HaTzalayim was in the northwest. It was Mektsoa Tzvonis Ma'aravis of the Beis Hamoked. A Chashav HaTalmud Chacham texted me yesterday, told me I kept on mispronouncing it as Beis Hamokad. It's Beis Hamoked. The Beis Hamoked. So the northwestern side of the Beis Hamoked. And there are four Lishachos. There's the Lishchas HaTzalayim, the Lishchas HaChosamos, the Lishchas Beis Hamoked, and the Lishchas Shosim Ba Lechem HaPanim. Those are the four Lishachos, and the Lishchas HaTzalayim was in the northwest. That's the Mishnah Meseches Tamid. Yet the Mishnah in the first parak of Meseches Midos tells us that Arba Lishachos Hayu LeBeis HaMoked. Again, four Lishachos. There are four chambers, four rooms in the corners of the Beis HaMoked, and they were Shtayim Bakodesh, Shtayim Bachol. Two of them were in the part of the Beis HaMoked that was located in the Kodesh, and two of them in the Chol did not have Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, and there were some markers that marked off the dividing line between Kodesh and Chol, because the Beis HaMoked was very large, and therefore had straddled both Kodesh and Chol, so they had a marker of pieces of wood that were built into the Karka to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. And what were these four chambers? So the Ma'aravis Dromis, the southwestern, the Ma'aravis Dromis, the southwestern Lishcha, was the Lishcha Satlaim, was where they kept the sheep for the karbanos. The southeastern corner was the lishcha that they made the lechem apanim. The northeastern corner was where they beis chashmonai hid the avnei mizbeach that the sheshiktzu malchei yavan that the malchei yavan had destroyed. And the tzfonis maravis is where they would go the kohen, a kohen who became a balkeri during his sleep was not allowed to do avoda the beis hamikdash because he was tamei would have to go through that lishcha in the tunnel. That would get that would go under the base of Mikdash until he got to a mikveh, until he got to a base of tevila. So you see clearly in this Mishnah, it's mefurash that the lishchas hatzlaim was in the southwestern corner, and that's Sosa, the Mishnah Maseches Tamid, that says it was in the northwestern corner. So that's the stira that we left off with yesterday. Now Tosus points out it's not the only stira though, because in both Mishnayos we're listing four lishachos, and the problem is that they're not all identified in the same way, meaning they're lishchas. Tos points out lekaman parich de la elbe masnis and the tamid muchach the yaisa bekarim mizrachas tzvonis the chashim lishchas atzlaim shayis bekarim mizrachas tzvonis al lishchas lachem apanim dal lishachos. No, that's not the line I'm looking for. Tosus points out that in the first Mishnah we didn't mention anything about a lishcha where they hid the avnei mizbeach from the Beis Chashmonai, and we didn't mention anything about Yored the Beis HaTevila. So apparently they have different functions in the different places. So Tosos points out that what you have to say is that there are multiple purposes for some of these lashachos. Some of these lashachos did different things. So for example, when we say over here in this second Mishnah that we quoted that the lishcha in the northeastern side is where Gunzu Beis Chashmonai Avnei Mizbeach Sheshiktzu Malchei Yavan, that is the Lishchas Chosamos that the Mishnah Maseches Tamid was referring to. That's what the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos on Maseches Midos. And that's what Tosfos writes over here in Dibur Maschil Dromos, that there were many Lishachas that were used for two or even three different things. Now in the Sefer Ezra's Kohanim on Maseches Midos, he says they hid the Mizbeach, they hid the Avnei Mizbeach there as a Zecher to the Neis. Meaning, why would they keep them? Why would they keep the Avnei Mizbeach around if it's already been destroyed? So he says they did that as a zecher to the neis. And furthermore, in order to show the Kohanim that it doesn't help to do a pidyon for Avnei Mizbeach that had become pasul, and therefore they should be very careful not to be pogame the Mizbeach, because once you're pogame the Mizbeach, those stones have no use whatsoever anymore. So they wanted Dafka keep that as a reminder about how careful one has to be with the Mizbeach. Now the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Maseches Midos also points out that when we say the northwestern one was how they would go down to the Beis HaTevila, he says that's called the Lishchas Beis HaMokad in Maseches Tamid. And again, following Tosos, there are multiple purposes sometimes for a particular room. So the Lishchas Beis HaMokad was also the Lishchas Beis HaMokad was also the Lishcha through which the Kohen would go down to be Tovel. Now, Bepashtus, the Lishchas Atloim and the Lishchas Lechem Apanim were in the southern side, and because they're the Lishachos that are in the Kodesh, because they're more on the side of the Azara, because the entire Beis HaMokad was north of the Azara. So Mimela, the southernmost side of the Beis HaMokad was closer to the Azara, right? It was closer to the northern end of the Azara. So if two of these Lashachos are B'Kodesh and two of them are B'Chol, the ones that are on the southernmost side are the ones that are B'Kodesh. So the Lashachos of the Avnei Mizbeach and the Beis HaTevila, they were in the north. They were the Lashachos that were B'Chol. They were not in the Azara. And that's what the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Maseches Midos. However, the Gra has an important comment in the third parak of Maseches Tamid. In the Mishnah Maseches Tamid, he says it cannot be that that's accurate, because the Lishchas HaTlaim could not have possibly been Bakodesh, because Tlaim were live animals, and one thing that you have with live animals is that live animals have waste, and it's impossible that they would keep Tlaim, live Tlaim, that who would relieve themselves in the Kodesh. It can't be that there were Galalim Ba'azara, and therefore he says that Lishcha must have been, even though it was located in the side that was that was on the Kodesh side, it opened up Litzad Hachol. The doorway was Litzad Hachol, and therefore its halachic status was that of Chol. So it would turn out, according to the Gra, that the Lishchas Avnei Mizbeach, which was on the northern side, must have been a very long Lishcha, and it reached all the way toward the southern half, and it opened up Lakodesh, and therefore had a din of Kodesh, even though the majority of it was actually in an area that was actually Chol. Okay, but all of that is just a way of saying that we seem to have a stira between two Mishnayos. On the one hand, we have this Mishnah in Maseches Midos that tells us that Lishchas HaTzlaim was in the Maravis Dromus, was in the southwestern side, and the Mishnah Maseches Tamid that tells us it was in the northwestern side. So how do we reconcile it? We don't, says the Gemara. Amravuna Mantana Midos, Rav Lazar ben Yaakovi, that it's clearly a Machlokas Tanaim. The author of Maseches Midos is Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. So this the Mishnah Maseches Midos follows the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the Lishchas HaTzlaim was in fact in the southwestern side, whereas Maseches Tamid was taught by some other Tana. We don't identify which Tana, and that Tana holds that the Lishchas HaTzlaim was in the northwestern side. So the Gemara is going to have two rayas that in fact Maseches Midos was taught by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Stam Tana throughout Maseches Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Maseches Midos. Ezra's Nashim was 135 amos long meaning from east to west, Al Rochav Me'ev Shalshim V'Chamesh, and 135 amos wide meaning from north to south, Va'arba L'Shachas Ha'Yavarba Mitzvah Seha, and there are four chambers in the four corners of the Ezra's Nashim. Umahoyu Mishamshos, and what were these four chambers for? Well, Dromis Mizrach is the southeastern chamber, Hi'ayso Lishchas HaNazir. That was the Lishchas HaNazirim. What happened in the Lishchas HaNazirim? Shasham Nazirim Mevashan HaShalmayen. That's where the Nazirim who completed their period of Nazirus, Stam Nazirus HaShloshim Yom, it's also the minimum amount of time that one can be a Nazir, but one could be a Nazir for much longer as well. But when they would complete their Yemei Nazirus, they would bring their Karbanos, and there would be Mevashal, the Shalmei Nazir, that they had to bring in that room. Umegalchen Sarin, that's also where they would shave off their hair, umishalchin tachas adol. It's also where they would burn their hair by throwing it under the pot that was being mevashel the carbon shlamim. Right when a nazir concludes his nazirus, he brings a kivsa lechatas, a kevis liyola, an ayil shlamim, and that ayil is called shalmei nazir. And along with that ayil, he brings eser chalos matzos and asara rikikim. And the nazir does smicha on the ayil, the kohen shechts it, he zorik the dam. And he leaves it aside, and then he's mevashal the ayil, and after the bishul, he takes the zra b'sheila from the ayil, together with the chala achas and a rakik echad, with one of each loaf, and he does a waving of all of them together. So while the ayil is being cooked, the nazir is megaleach his seyar, he shaves off his hair, and he puts it under the dud, under the pot that's cooking the ayil, and that way the hair gets burnt. That's all pasuk in Parshas Naso, v'gileach hanazir. So it sounds like an unusual thing. We don't have a parallel to that, I don't think, anywhere else in Avodah Pesach Mikdash, but it's unusual for the process for a Nazir emerging from his Nazirus, that all of his hair gets burnt in the fire that's also cooking his Shalmei Nazir. So that's what they did in that room that was off of the Ezra's Nashim. Then Mizrachis Tzvonis in the northeastern room. He is the Lishchas Dir Ha'etzim. That was the Lishchas Dir Ha'etzim in some Girsos or some places in Shas. In Maseches Midos, we don't have the word Dir. It's just Lishchas Ha'etzim. So what happened there? Shasham Kohanim Bali Mumin, Omdin Matlin Be'etzim. Kohanim who were ineligible to do the Avoda on account of the fact that they were Bali Mumin, so they had to have something to do. So they had an important job. They would deworm the wood. Shekaleit Sheish Botolas, Pasal Gabim Mizbeach. Because any wood that had a worm in in it was not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. So their job was to get rid of all the worms from the wood. Now, if the wood was moist, they'd get rid of it entirely. But if it was dry, they'd scrape it down and to take out any worms that might be there. So the rest of it would be kosher. That was their job in that room. Svonis Maravis, the northwestern side, the northwestern room, he isa lishchas hamitzorayim. That's where the mitzorayim who had been cured of their tzaras would go to the mikvah before they would place their bahonos into the Ezros Yisrael to have the dama asham placed on their thumb and the big toe and the ear. Right, that's as part of their process. And Maravis Dromis, and what about the southwestern room? Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, shachachti ma'aseh mishameshes. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I don't know, I forgot what that was for. So Abishol says, I know what it was for. That's where they put the yayin and the shemen that they would use for the nesachim, for the menachos, for the menorah. They needed a lot of yayin and shemen. V'yaseh nikreis, and therefore it was appropriately called lishchas beis shamnaya. It was called the beis hashmanim. It was called the place where they kept the oil. If it kept wine and oil, why was it called the place that they kept the oil? So the Ezra's Kana points out, because they needed a lot more oil than they did wine. So it was mostly shemen. And there was also some yayin in there. It could be also that shemen was more expensive than yayin. Okay, so they called it the Beis Shamnaya, even though it had both yayin and shemen. So how do I see from this that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the author of Maseches Midos? Because otherwise, what's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying in this Mishnah? Meaning the Mishnah tells me what the first three rooms were for, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov pipes up and says, and the fourth room, I have no idea. What did you add? It must be that he's the author of the first three also. I mean, he was telling me what the first three rooms were there for. So he did add a lot, and he just said, this is where my knowledge ends. This is where I'm stuck. I don't know what the fourth room was for. And that's where Abishol then added. So it must be that the author of Maseches Midos is in fact Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's Raya number one. The rest of the daf pretty much is Raya number two, that the author of Maseches Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Hachi nami mistavra. It's most mistavra to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the author of Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How so? Ditznan, because there's another Mishnah in Maseches Midos in the second parak, where it describes Kalak Salim Shayusham, all of the walls by the Harabayas, the walls of the Choma and the Azaros, Hayugvon, were very, very tall. It doesn't give an exact amount, an exact height of the walls. In Tosfishanim, Tosfishanim writes that there were 40 amos. Others say the Sidra Doros, they suggest that it was 70 amos tall. Very, very tall walls around the Azaros and around the Harabais. Chutz Mikosel Mizrahi, except for the eastern wall of the Harabais, meaning not the one that we go to, they're not the west, which is the western wall, but the eastern wall of the Harabais on the other side, and that was the main entranceway of the Harabais, right? They wouldn't come in through the western wall, because on the western side, that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is, so that would be walking in backwards. We'd come in from the other end to the Harabais. Shakoin Asarif Asapara Omid Bar HaMishcha, because the Kohen who would burn the Parah Aduma would stand on HaMishcha. HaMishcha is known as HaRazesim. It's called, Mishcha is a Lashon of Shemen, it's HaRazesim. They would stand on HaRazesim, which was to the east of Yerushalayim, and that's where the Kohen who shechted the parah and would sprinkle the dam and burn the parah would stand facing toward the west. And when he was doing the Azaz Adam, he was able to see right through to the Pesach of the Heichal. So since in Parsha of Parah Aduma, the Torah tells us, that's referring to the Pesach of Heichal. So he has to be able to see from where he's standing on Har HaZeisim the Pesach at the time of the Azaz. And the Shar Mizrahi of the Harabais, and the Shar Ezus Nashim, and the Shar Ezus Yisrael, and the Shar Ulam, and the Shar Heichal, they were all perfectly aligned. So if you could see through one door, you'd be able to see straight through, except for the Shar Mizrahi of Harabayis, where the Kohen would see through the Pesach Heichal over the Shar Mizrahi of the Harabayis, not through, because you have to realize it was a har, and that's what the rest of the daf is going to describe, that since it was a mountain, it would go up. So if you're looking through the first entranceway, you're not going to be able to see through the entranceways dignitaries that were higher up. So they had to look over the first entranceway and then see through the other entranceways. So that's how the Kohen would envision it. So the Gemara brings a number of Mishnayos where we're going to see very clearly that why it is that it was impossible to look through the entranceway of the Shaar Mizrahi of Har HaBayis and still see the Heichal. And through that, we'll be able to see that this Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's Dafka Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who says that you're not able to look through the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis and actually see the Heichal. You would have to look over the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis in order to see the Heichal. Utnan, because there is a Mishnah Maseches Midos in the second parak. Kalab Sachem Shayusham. All of the entranceways of the Har HaBayis and the Beis HaMikdash were Govan Esram of Roch Van Esramos. They all had the same dimensions. They were all 20 amos high, 20 amos high and 10 amos wide of a Pesach, of an entrance. Almost all. The Shara Ulam was 40 amos high and 20 amos wide. But other than the Shara Ulam, all of them were 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. So it helps us orient ourselves to figure out the math and figure out the dimensions of here. It's none. And the Mishnah says, Lifnim Mimenu, beyond the Kosal HaMizrach of the Har HaBayis, heading closer toward the Beis HaMikdash, halfway between the wall of the Har HaBayis and the wall of the Esrus Nashim, was Soreg, was a little mechitza made out of lattice work with a lot of holes in between it. Utnan, and the Mishnah tells us, Lifnim Mimenu, beyond the Soreg, was Hachel Eser Amos, was an area called the Chel, which was just empty area that was 10 Amos, that until you got to the Esrus Nashim. The Chel had Kedusha, its Kedusha was greater than that of the Har HaBayis, but less than that of the Esrus Nashim, because as you would imagine, the closer you get, the more Kedusha. So the Chel was its own area of Kedusha. It did have a level of Kedusha that was beyond the Kedusha's Har HaBayis, right? The Mishnah tells Eser Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha, so the Chel is one of those 10 levels. And then there were 12 steps, because you have to realize we're not just going across, we're going up a mountain over here on the Har HaBayis. So there were 12 steps in those 10 amos where that would lead up to the Esrus Nashim as the mountain would get higher. Rum Maila Chatzi Amma Vishilcha Chatzi Amma. And the way the step was positioned was a half amma high and half amma across. I don't know if that's built to code, but that was the code then. That was a half amma high and a half amma across. Chamesh Esrim Alus Olus Mitocha. And then the Mishnah says that there were 15 steps from the Esrus Nashim to the Esrus Yisrael, because again, it keeps going higher and higher, Hayordos me Esrus Yisrael Esrus Nashim, that went down from the Esrus Yisrael to the Esrus Nashim, where the way we're looking at it is going up from the Esrus Nashim to the Esrus Yisrael. Steps go both up and down, depending where you're coming from. Right? That's the, so the way we're, for whatever reason, the Lashon of the Mishnah is that they go down from the Esrus Yisrael to the Esrus Nashim. That's actually not the way the Mishnah says in Midos. That's a Mishnah Masecha Sukkah that expresses it that way. The Mishnah Midos actually says it the way we would think to express it over here, that goes up from the Esrus Nashim to the Esrus Yisrael, but that is irrelevant. Romaila Chatziyama, the height of each step was a half of an amma, Vishilcha Chatziyama. And again, the width of each step was another Chatziyama. So it turns out that the Esrus Yisrael was 7.5 amos higher than the Esrus Nashim, because if you have 15 steps, each of them a half an amma, so it's 7.5 amos. And it was 13.5 amos higher than the Shara Mizrach, right? Because from the Shara Mizrach to the Esrus Nashim was 12 steps, each one being a half an amma, so that's 6 amos. So you have 6 amos of steps from the Shara Mizrach to the Esrus Nashim, and then another 7.5 amos of steps from the Esrus Nashim up to the Esrus Yisrael. Utna, and then the Mishnah tells us as well that Beino Ulam Lam Mizbeach, that the space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach Achitzon, that was in the Esrus HaKohanim was Esrim Ushtayim Amma, that was 22 Amos. Ushtayim Esrim Alos HaYusham, and then there were another 12 steps over there. Rom Maile Chatzi Amma V'Shilcha Chatzi Amma, and again, each step was a half Amma tall. So if we're just looking at the height, at how much higher we are now than we were at the entranceway to the Har HaBayis, it turns out that the opening of the Ulam and the Heichal was 6 amos higher than the Esrus Kohanim, and it was therefore 13.5 amos higher than the Esrus Nashim, and therefore 19.5 amos higher than the Shara Mizrach of the Har HaBayis. Utnan, and the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, there's another, meaning right now if it's only 19 and a half amos high, so we're still good, because you have a 20 amma entranceway by the Harabai, so in that top half amma, you'd still be able to peer through and be able to see straight through. But if it goes even just a half amma taller, then we're going to be stuck. Then you're going to have to look over the entranceway of the Shara Mizrach. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Maila Hisashan. At the end of the Ezras Yisrael, there was another step that goes up to the Ezras Kohanim. Gavoa Amma. Now it puts us over the top. Now instead of 19 and a half amos, now we're at 20 and a half amos. Viducha Nosan Aleha, and the platform where the Levium would sing the Shira was on that Mailu, was on that step, and that was an Amma and a half tall. Ubo Shalosh Mal Shalchatzi Amma, Shalchatzi Amma, because it was three steps, each one of a half an Amma. So therefore, now that we've said that, now that we had that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that there was this extra maila that put us over the top, that put us over the 19 and a half amma mark, put us over the 20 amma mark. So I amr pishlama, if you're going to say that the Mishnah Midos, that explains that the Kosal HaMizrahi was low in order to be able to see over it, meaning the wall on the eastern side of the Har Bais must have been lower than the normal 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 amos that the walls were all around, in order that the Kohen Asar of Hispar would be able to see over the wall. So I understand very well, if that's Iyam Bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that goes right like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because he had to be able to see over the wall because he couldn't see through the doorway. How do I know he couldn't see through the doorway? Because the doorway was only 20 amos high, and we just described that if you're going up, or when you, by the time you get to the Heichal, you're more than 20 almost off the ground level of the Arabayis. So you're not going to be able to see right through. Eli'i Amrit. But if you're going to say that Rabbanan, that we're going like the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the Ezras Kohanim was not any higher than the Ezras Yisrael, and therefore the Ezras Kohanim was really only 19 and a half amos higher than the entranceway, than the base of the Arabayis, Hika Palgadamsa. You don't need to see over the wall. You have a half amos of space where you're able to still see through the doorway. The where you could see the Pesach HaHechal right through that. So Kohen, who's standing on Har HaZesim, is able to look right through the Pesach of the Har HaBayis and see right through into the Pesach HaHechal, as long as he's looking in that one Amma of space. Elalav Shmamina Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So there's our Raya that the Stam Mishnah Maseches Midos that assumes that the wall on the eastern side of the Har HaBayis must have been a lower wall, because you got to see over the wall. The Kohen's got it from the standing on Har HaZesim, has to be able to see over the wall to be able to see into the Eichel. That must be assuming, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there was no chance of seeing through the actual entranceway into the Har HaBayis. Now the Achronim point out that this all assumes that he's looking straight, meaning if you look at an angle, so you can in either direction. If let's say he goes to a higher point than Har HaZesim, so then he should be able to, even if the wall was very tall, he should be able to see over the wall because he has an angle to look over the wall. Or if he goes to a lower point than Har HaZesim, so you could look up through the and you'll have an angle. And even but if you're looking straight, then this cheshbon works out. So that's what the Achronim point out, that you have to say from the fact that the pasuk says v'hiza el nochach pnei ol moed, that it means he's directly a straight line across from the Ohel Moed. That it must be that there's a din like that, that he's got to be directly across from the Ohel Moed and have a straight view toward the Ohel Moed, because if you could view it at an angle, then this whole raya is bechlal, not a raya. Okay, so now the Gemara proves that the Mishnah Maseches Midos that holds that the Kosel Mizrahi had to be a lower wall follows the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara now suggests, at least the way some Rishonim understand, that not necessarily. Maybe there's another way to say it. Could be that the Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Stam Mishnah Maseches Midos is not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Meaning, we're going to say maybe this Raya is that we suggested that we, how do we start? We had a stira between the Mishnah Maseches Tam and the Mishnah Maseches Midos as far as where the Lishchas HaTzlaim is. So how do we resolve the stira? We said, oh, simple. All the Mishnayos and Midos are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We had two Rayas that's true, that all of the Mishnayos in Maseches Midos are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The first Raya we said we accepted it was a straightforward raya. The second raya was about the view of the Kohen Asarif Asapara to be able to see right through. So now the Gemara is going to say, according to the way some Rishonim understand, that second raya is not such a great raya. Meaning, it's not going to necessarily mean that it's not Reb Lozman Yaakov, but the second raya that the Mishnayos and Midos are Reb Lozman Yaakov is not necessarily a great raya, because there's another Tana that would also say that you're not able to see right through the doorway of the eastern side of the Harabayas, and therefore you would need to look over the wall from a Harazesim perspective in order to see the Heichal. Who's this other Tana? Sarvad Varava Amar Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. It could be that we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, because Eina Chinami. If you assume not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, based on the height of the Harabayas and based on the number of steps, you should be able to see through the top Amma or the top half Amma of that doorway of the Harabayas and see right into the Heichal. That's assuming that nothing is blocking. But if something is blocking, and you're assuming that it's doorway after doorway after doorway, and the only thing that would be blocking would be the height of the Harabayas. So as long as you're within the 20 amos of height, you'll be okay. But what if they put something in the way? So if something was blocking and something was in the way, then you Vaita would need to look over the wall and not through that space. What would be in the way? Well, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mizbeach would be in the way. That the Mizbeach, the big Mizbeach, 32 amos by 32 amos, stood right in the middle, and because of its height, it would block the way. He held that the Mizbeach was right in the middle of the Azara, connected the Pesachim, and connected all of these entranceways, and its height would block off from the Shara Mizrahi, so that you would not be able to see through the Shara Mizrahi into the Heichal, because the Mizbeach itself was in the Ezra's Kohanim. And the Ezra's Kohanim, remember, was 13 and a half amos higher than the base of the Harabayas. And then you add the height of the Mizbeach, which is another 9 amos. So now you're over 20 amos. Now it's 13 and a half plus 9 is 22 and a half. So now you're not going to be able to see through, because the Mizbeach would block your line of sight. So maybe we're assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, the Achronim point out, we're not trying to say that the Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Just that you don't have a hechrech that it's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it could just as easily be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Still, we're going to say that the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because we had the first Raya, and we're not rejecting the first Raya, we're just rejecting the second Raya. Tosos also points out in Dibur HaMaskal HaMani that it's not only Rabbi Yehuda that holds this way. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi also hold that the Mizbeach covers the Pesach HaHechel. But we choose Rabbi Yehuda because he's more mefurish about it in expressing that the Mizbeach was mamish. So if it was mamish b'emtza hazara, so then it's going to block off your line of sight. So where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mizbeach was placed in such a way, right in the middle of the hazara? Titanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamizbeach mimutza va'omed b'emtza hazara. Right, it's as clear as can be, right there in the middle of the hazara. Shloshim shayim amos hayilo. The mizbeach was 32 amos. Esther amos keneged pischo shel heichal. The middle 10 amos of the mizbeach directly were across from the entranceway of the heichal, which was right in the middle of the azara. And then achasus amos letzafon, achasus amos ledarom. And then an additional 11 amos on each side of the pesach of the heichal. So the pesach of the heichal was 10 amos wide. The middle of the mizbeach, the middle 10 amos of the mizbeach were directly across, but the mizbeach was a total of 32 amos. So there was another 11 amos of mizbeach on that side, another 11 amos of mizbeach on that side, from across from the pesach heichal. So nimtza mizbeach mukhuvan keneged heichal v'kosalav. So it turns out that the 20 amos of height of the heichal and the walls of the heichal, which were on each side, which were 12 amos together, was 32 amos, which was the width of the mizbeach. So not of height. The chalal of the heichal, the space of the heichal itself, is 20 amos, and then the walls on each side were another 12 amos, 6 on each side. So altogether, the full width of the Heichal with its walls was 32 amos, and that was directly across from the Zvech. Pesach Heichal was 10 amos. The Heichal itself was 20 amos. The Heichal plus the thickness of its walls was 32 amos. And that was directly across from the Mizbech. So it turns out, according to Rav Advar Ava, there's no reason to say that the Mishnah Maseches Midos that identifies the eastern wall of the Harabayis as being a low wall wall, so that the Kohen who's standing on Har HaZeisim is able to look over that wall, there's no reason to say that that has to only be like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It could just as easily be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda might be the Stam Mishnah in Maseches Midos. So says Gemara, no, you can't say that. V'yisal kadaitach Midos Rabbi Yehuda hi. Well, if you want to tell me that Maseches Midos follows Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbech b'emsa azara mi mishkachasei, can you really say that the Stam Mishnayis and Maseches Midos assume this way, that the Mizbeach is right in the middle of the Azara? You're right, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mizbeach is right in the middle of the Azara, but it's going to be a hard sell to say that the Stam Mishnayis and Maseches Midos assume that the Mizbeach is right in the middle of the Azara, because you have to learn the rest of Maseches Midos. But not, there's a Mishnah Midos in Parakeh of Maseches Midos that tells me as follows. Kol Azara, the entire large Azara that included the Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the entire Azara, Haisa Orech Meu Shmonim V'Sheva, was 187 Amos from east to west, Al Rochav Meu Shloshim V'Chamesh, and from north to south was 135 Amos. So, Min HaMizrach L'Marav Meu Shmonim V'Sheva, like we said, east to west is 187 Amos, and here's how here was the layout of those 187 Amos. Makom Jesus Ragli Yisrael, the part that Yisrael was allowed to enter is Achas Esrei Amos. That was the 11 easternmost Amos of the Zara. That's called the Ezras Yisrael. And then you go a little further west, Mokum Jesus Ragli Kohanim. You have a place where the Kohanim are allowed to go. Only Kohanim, not Yisraelim. Achas Esrayama. And that's Achas Esrayama. That's what's called. That's 11 Amos of the Ezras Kohanim. So far we're 22 Amos in. Now you go further west, and Mizbeach, the Mizbeach, Hachitzon, was Shloshim Shtayim. Took up 32 Amos. So now we're at 54 total Amos, and the Ulam was was the west of the Mizbeach Achitzon. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Esrumushtayim. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach was another 22 Amos, so now we're at 76 Amos. The Heichal, now the Heichal, which includes the Ulam and the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was Mea Amos. It was a total of 100 Amos, so now we're at 176 Amos, and then V'achas Esrayam Achori Beis HaKaporas. And then you add 11 additional Amos behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, west of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, until you get to the Kosel Maravi of the Azara, to the western wall of the Azara. So that was the length of the Azara. Now let's go through the width of the Azara, which is going to be more relevant to placing the Mizbeach, because that's what we're interested in doing over here. We're trying to show that Stam Mishnah Maseches Midos is not assuming that the Mizbeach is right in the middle. So how so? Because it describes where the Mizbeach was. It tells us, Min Adaro Mutzafon, if you're going from the south to the north, Meir Shloshim Chamesh, you have 135 Amos of space. Hakevesh Ramizbeach, the ramp to up the Mizbeach, combined with the Mizbeach itself, is Shishim Ushtayim, is a total of 62 Amos. Because the Mizbeach is 32 Amos at its base, the Kevesh is 30 Amos, so now you have another 73 Amos to play with. Min HaMizbeach L'Tabaos, from the Mizbeach to the Tabaos, the rings that were Kavua in the Karka of the Azara, where they would shech the animals that were Kachikachim, where you have to shech them in the northern part of the Azara, was Shmona Amos, was 8 Amos of space. So now you have 65 Amos. Makom HaTabaos, the space that the Tabaos themselves took up, was Esrim V'Arba, was 24 Amos, leaving you with 41 Amos. Min HaTabaos L'Shulchanos, from the Tabaos to the marble tables where they would rinse off the insides of the Karbanos after they shechted them, was Arba, was 4 Amos, so leaving you with 37 more Amos. The Shulchanos themselves had to be at least 4 Amos, leaving you with 33 Amos. Min HaShulchanos L'Nanasim, from the space of the Shulchanos until you got to the small pillars that they had there, where they had the hooks attached to those pillars, was Arba, was another 4 Amos, leaving you with 29 Amos. Min HaNanasim L'Kosel Azara, from the Nanasim, those small posts that had the hooks on them, until the northern wall of the Azara, was Shmona Amos, was 8 Amos, leaving you with 21 more Amos. V'Amosar, and all the Amos animals that were left over was Bein HaKevesh V'Lakosel. Must have been on the other side between the ramp and the southern wall of the Mizbeach, Umakom HaNanasin, and the space where those posts themselves took up, because the Mishnah didn't say how much space they took up. So if you were to divide that halfway, meaning if I know that I have 22 amos with which to deal, and I know that those 22 amos have to be split between the space between the kevesh and the wall and the makom hananasin themselves, I'll split it evenly. So between the kevesh and the southernmost wall, I'll assume it was 21 amos, but I'll assume it's 10 and a half amos, and from the nanasin themselves also must be 10 and a half amos. So now, if that's true, if you lay it all out on a sheet of paper and you draw that all out, v'isal kadaitach midos Rabbi Yehuda, if you're assuming the Stam Mishnah Maseches Midos follows Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was Be'emtza Azara. So Mizbeach Be'emtza Azara Mimishkach say, it turns out not to be true. The Mizbeach is not Be'emtza Azara according to this Cheshbon that we just said, because meaning if it were Be'emtza Azara, then in a Chinami it would block off your line of sight. But Haruba the Mizbeach Bedarum Ka'i, the way we just spelled it out was the majority of the Mizbeach was in the south. Because think about it, if the whole thing is 135 amos, you have 10 and a half amos of space from the wall to the beginning of the Mizbeach, and then 62 amos till of the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. So 62 plus 10 and a half is 72 and a half, which is not directly in the middle. Right? 72 and a half, you're finished the Mizbeach already. So that's not directly in the middle of the 135 amos. So it turns out that the Mizbeach is largely Badarum, and therefore So it must be that our initial assessment was correct, that the author of Maseches Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that we in fact are able to prove that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov from this second Raya as well as from the first Raya, and that's why our resolution of the stira between the Mishnah Maseches Tamid and the Mishnah Maseches Midos, that all of Maseches Midos is authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is in fact a valid resolution of the stira. Okay, we'll pick up from the second line tomorrow, Bezosha. Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.